I wanted to discuss two ideas about water and appreciating water, really appreciating the whole world. Hashem runs the biggest recycling plant in the world. Hashem recycles the water. You have the water with the ocean, full of salt and other things that make it not drinkable. Then the sun beats down on the water and the water evaporates. But lo and behold, when it evaporates, only the water goes up, not all the bad stuff. The droplets are in the sky, form clouds. The wind comes, blows the clouds over the land, and then it rains again into our rivers and on the farms. Everything's recycled. It's beautiful. The whole system of how the water is recycled, and that's the role that wind plays. The Gemara says that winds keep everything growing. One role the wind plays is the wind blows the clouds from over the ocean onto the land, whether we need it, and it rains out into the rivers. It's a beautiful idea. Well, now when a person says shahakol on a cup of water, the word shahakol means thanking Hashem for everything. Well, why do we thank Hashem for everything when we say a bracha on a cup of water? The whole world. So there's a famous explanation given over by Rabbi Saul Salanter. He once went into an inn, a restaurant. He ordered a cup of water, and later he got a bill, a cup of tea. He ordered a cup of tea. And he got a bill later for $5. $5? The water costs almost nothing. The tea costs a few pennies. The sugar costs a few pennies. Why are you paying so much? So the innkeeper says, no, you don't understand. You're not just paying for the tea. You're paying for the ambiance. You have a nice chair, table. The lighting is good, air conditioning. You're paying for having the cup of tea within this comfortable, beautiful inn. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, now I understand the bracha of shahakol. Person has a cup of water. He's sitting in a room. There's light. He looks out the window. There are nice trees out the window, maybe. There's a beautiful landscape. He might be on a mountain range. He might be able to see mountains. He sees a beautiful blue sky, the green grass. So the person is enjoying this cup of water within a beautiful world. So Chazal wanted us to think about the entire world that Hashem made for us every time we sit down and thank Hashem for a cup of water or a cup of tea. That's the pshat of Shakonia Bidvaro. As you're having a cup of water, thank Hashem for your whole life. In Shir one year we did this. Before Shir, either I or one of the Talmidim would have a cup of water and we'd say, thank Hashem for the whole world, and then you say the bracha of Shahakol. Well, I asked Rav Nevensol Shalita, and he said he thinks this is the pashup shot of the bracha. In other words, Rav Yisrael Salanter's vort is what the pasuk really means, what the bracha really means. That's what the bracha means. That is the pashup shot kavana you should have, Rav Nevensol said. Thanking Hashem for the whole world, meaning thank Hashem for the whole world that I'm having this cup of water within this whole beautiful world. So, based on this Mishnah Berurah that we learned today, we should appreciate we have water in a beautiful world, running water with all of the recycling. These are some ideas to think about as we have our cup of water in the morning. We'll stop here.